So there's two fronts right there. I know there's much, much more we can do immediately. One is to simply organize a petition demanding accountability of the Department of the Navy to divulge, to identify, itemize, and explain the use of any EMF weapons that can be used against individuals. And then under oath to explain whether they are used against citizens of the USA. And then reclaiming ourselves is key. We've been allowing artists to be put at extreme risk in order to be an artist. We may likely never know how many did so at the cost of their lives. This is not going to stop until we step up. If I had had Prince's story of resistance to refer to, we might have gotten to that question that we asked last week sooner, which was artists have been struggling with this problem of the totalitarian nature of the state, seen in its determination to turn us into workers, quote unquote, when in fact we are living things with the earth-given right to authentic freedom, the right to be non-serving, self-determining beings who must not be made into anything. Artists have been struggling with this problem for quite some time and not getting our help. How do we change this? And Prince's example, this is what we said asked last week, and Prince's example, a potent illustration of the power and vitality that comes from owning one's authentic freedom, could have provided the answer, might have convinced more of us that we have to talk about these things, the punishment heaped on those who are authentic beings. And doesn't authentic mean happiness, true trust? Once you regain that true self, it is a gas until they start applying the EMF, which explains why power does it, its determination to punish authenticity, to make it, force it to be unhappy, force it to be unhappy, and forestall any challenge to the state on these grounds. These folks that bring the punishment, hidden power, have been breathing down Prince's neck for almost all of his adult life. Imagine the courage it took to not let them steal his love.